Mr. Big Show.
Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. If you want to see what they've got going this week, go to GranadaTheater.com. 7 candidates. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest musical act coming to town between now and next Tuesday morning. All right, candidate number 1, tonight and Wednesday night at the Winspear Opera House, the AT&T Performing Arts Center, Jason Mraz.
He's all right. Yeah, what's wrong with this song?
I think The Remedy was probably his best song.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't. It's a arte, no more.
I don't mind it.
No more.
It's all right.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
But dumb, stupid.
Please go somewhere and die.
He need go away. He need go away.
We'll open up your mind and see.
All right, that's candidate 1. Candidate 2. Also tonight at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, this may actually be a day-long thing, it's the Rockstar Energy Drink Uproar Festival featuring Godsmack, Seether, Skillet, Pop Evil, Escape the Fate, Suicide Girls, and Tattered.
Horrible.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. But I didn't want to be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
I find this odd that they're having a day-long festival type thing on the Tuesday after Labor Day. Shouldn't this occur on Labor Day or on the weekend?
They just figure everyone will just take an extra day off and
maybe
party all day.
Maybe.
Rock and roll all night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, candidate 3, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion, Brad Paisley.
Okay, so some of his songs are a little cheesy, a little corny, but that guy is a beast on an electric guitar.
I think he sucks.
And I don't know if he should ever come up with the hook, I want to check you for ticks.
You don't think
I don't
that's a
really
sexy
the
phrase?
Most romantic phrase to ever say to a girl, but he is a badass guitar player.
So who's the guy, the country music guy that Hardline makes fun of all the time? Luke Bryan?
Luke Bryan.
Yeah, Luke Bryan, yeah.
So where is he on the Luke Bryan
is
scale?
Is he T-Rex arms?
Oh, he's much cooler and...
much more accomplished.
Yes. Than Luke Bryan. Much more talented.
He's not
seen
as cheesy as Luke Bryan.
He's got some cheese to him. There's no doubt about that. And some of his, like I said, some of his songs are pretty corny, but he's cool, though. Because he can play, he can sing. I think he's a good dude, so I support Brad Paisley.
He's a big songwriter, and I think he writes all of his own songs. Pretty sure. Who was the... I saw him in the Bahamas, he was awesome.
He's not the one that was married to Renee Zellweger and was a fraud, right?
No.
That's Kenny Chesney. Yeah. This guy's married to Kimberly Williams?
Yeah.
She was the daughter and father of the bride, that actress.
She was played both roles, the daughter and father of the bride?
Daughter and father of the bride.
Well, we've got to stick around just for a lead here.
Yeah, no kidding.
15 seconds.
Get to the guitar, dude. That's what you do best.
Hang on.
You just learned that from him. Welcome.
Brad suck. See,
I'm going
Brad
to I'm going to walk around this table and I'm going to kill Fake Danny.
It's not Fake Danny.
You don't stop.
It's Charlie learning how to read.
All right, Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. Aretha Franklin.
Oh, still performing.
She is 72.
I love her. You guys disrespect her all the time, especially Gordo.
I don't disrespect her.
Great Gordo
voice.
Does.
What are you talking about? Great voice.
They need to give her
yeah,
some respect.
Yeah, but you're always talking.
Now you just make up stuff.
No,
too,
you bagged on her at the inauguration. You bagged on that. You bagged on her name all the time.
How did I bag on her at the inauguration?
You said she sounded like a cat in heat.
Well, when she started off, she was a little shaky, but she's Fine. Old.
Right. Give her a little leeway.
I didn't say she sounded like a cat in heat.
She did.
Your own.
Yeah, just because you criticize one performance, like we may come in here one Monday morning and say Peyton Manning had an awful game, that doesn't mean that we think he sucks.
Don't Trust ruin me. His fun of bagging on me.
Trust me, he disrespects Aretha.
A great artist can have a bad performance.
He never calls her by her real name.
What do I call her?
He always talks about her weight. She's great.
I did not talk about her weight.
You do too. I am a little surprised she's still performing, though. I didn't think she was.
Why?
I didn't think she was doing very well health-wise. See, there it is.
No.
Respect.
Here she is on saxophone.
She plays sax like Brad Paisley plays guitar.
Yeah, she did have a recent health scare, didn't she?
Yeah, but now she's doing great.
Cancer, right?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like she did have cancer. But yet the latest story of her was that she was trying to get a cheeseburger in Johnny Rockets, and they wouldn't let her sit down and
disrespect her.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And graze.
Graze. Wait, why wouldn't they let her get a cheeseburger?
Well, she ordered it to go, and then she went and sat down, and they kicked her out.
Who cares whether you eat it there or to go?
I guess they don't want people
Policy
going
thing.
Through the to-go line and...
All right, her illness from a year ago was officially classified as a mystery illness.
That's not an official classification.
But Bottom. She then later came out and said that she was 85% healed from whatever it was, and there was speculation that it was cancer in remission.
It's a lot
exciting.
A lot of confusing notes there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 85% healed. That's a weird statement.
Well, back in 2010, she missed a few concert dates because she had surgery for an undisclosed tumor.
Mm. Amani?
Nice.
No, I wish her well in her future endeavors.
Oh,
she's
okay.
The great Aretha Franklin.
That's what I've always tried to tell you.
What's her best song? Natural Woman?
Yeah,
or does
that's
that
great.
Beat you?
No, that's great. She can sing anything, and I'd like it. I just love her voice.
I think, did Ryan's disrespect her?
Yes.
No.
No, he said he's a huge fan of hers.
That's right.
He disrespected
Stevie.
The other three on stage with
John Legend
Stevie and Aretha.
Joss Stone. I think that was the only other two, right?
Just about everybody
up
there.
There.
Stevie and Aretha.
Yeah, and Stevie. Yeah, so how is that Ryan's liking just about everybody up there when he only named two of the five?
Two of five. Just about everybody up there.
Especially Stevie.
And why can't you just
Aretha
say,
and Stevie.
I'm a big fan of yours, Stevie, and yours, Aretha. Why do you have to say just
because
about everybody up there?
He did not want Joss Stone and John Legend getting a big head.
I don't want you to think that the Rhines liked you. Shut up.
All right, that's candidate number 4, candidate 5, Saturday at the JEXA Pavilion, Linkin Park.
This is Jer's band, isn't it?
Is this your All band, right. Jer? You're in it?
Yeah, I started
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm in it. I'm the guy that's in the screaming here in a second.
You like these guys, though, don't you?
Yeah, right. I don't mind them.
I think they've got some good songs.
Pretty rock and roll.
They're a bit nicer than Ford Park.
Good.
You have Shadow of the Day in there. I think that's a cool song.
Well, that's my favorite day of the week.
What day is that?
Shadow Day.
Let's see. Let me just check my notes. It wasn't funny in 1920.
That was.
Not funny.
Timeless.
Almost 100
the joke
years
is timeless.
Later.
It's timeless.
Yeah, this is a cool song. Anybody
playing
with
backwards.
Me?
It's not bad. Pretty good.
Are you
song.
Okay?
I don't know, my mic is acting weird.
Into the stone set in your... I close both clocks below the window.
We need to turn down the bass a little bit here.
So, still very popular, maybe peaked in popularity 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
Sometimes
peaked in popularity before they're born.
So
God. Will you shut up? Will you just shut up?
You won't let anyone enjoy anything. Oh, gosh.
All right. Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday at JEXA, a twin bill featuring Drake and Lil Wayne.
Man, what a bummer for Johnny Football. He's got a game on Sunday.
I know.
Thinking my songs up.
Well, maybe he can jet there after the game.
I don't think it bothers him. I think Drake will give him a private concert whenever he wants.
But in Dallas, though, if he was playing here,
oh, yeah.
I mean, he could have, you know.
He would have no-showed for the Cowboy game.
Yeah, he could have gone to the game and then gone on over to JEXA. Boy, it's a big week for JEXA.
When I get right, I promise that
we gon' live it up. She made me beg. Now, Craig, you're saying you could do this, right?
And I say the same thing every single time. I say, you the best. You the best.
Yes, he is the best.
Yes, he really is the best. Now, there was a little bit of singing involved there a moment ago, and I couldn't do that. But that, right there, I could do that.
You get some auto-tune, you'll be fine.
Yeah, they get so much studio help.
You know I'll be over there. I'll be over there.
And finally,
he's really threatening to be over there.
Hold on a second.
Be over here.
Apparently, he didn't have the spell check function turned on his Word program.
Over there.
You the best. I be over there. That would have had the red squiggle line under it.
And finally, Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week, Monday night at Verizon. It's the Retro Futura Tour featuring Howard Jones and Tom Bailey from Thompson Twins.
That guy who started that radio station and
no,
was a professional imposter?
Bailey. Oh. Not the one who,
doing that?
Who likened himself once to Dick Enberg.
Okay. This is all behind-the-scenes stuff.
I always liked Howard Jones.
Yeah, I like this song. Isn't he one of these symbols of the 80s?
Yeah, I think so. With his crazy hair.
MTV.
Some good. Got some quality songs.
Yeah.
So he only had 2 hit songs, right?
Who's a big Live Aid performer?
Maybe 3.
Under your fist. Let's see. Singles. Hit singles.
What's going on right now, guys?
Like to get you to know you well.
I love to get to know you well. I love to get to know you well.
This song, Life in One Day and No One Is to Blame.
No One Is to Blame is his only other hit.
Well, and you just named 2 others.
Those other ones no one's ever heard of.
Let's vote.
Play No One Is to Blame. That's the one that, that was a slow dance one, right?
No one.
Yeah. In the 80s.
No one ever.
You have that, Jer?
Is to blame.
No one is to blame.
You can ride on the ride, but you just can't ride it. You can do the things, but you can't do all the things. Yes, doctor, say you can.
All right. Here it is.
Here it is. Oh, wait, no. This is the Bossa Nova
demo.
Demo on the Casio.
All right, you can
I think
this,
only 3 people get that joke.
You can keep this up under us, Jer, while we vote, but we got to get to the vote. Biggest show coming to town this week, is it? Candidate number 1, tonight and tomorrow at the Wind Spear, Jason Mraz, no. Candidate 2. Tonight at Verizon, the Rockstar Energy Drink Uproar Festival with Godsmack. Candidate 3 Friday at Jackson Brad Paisley. Candidate 4 Saturday at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, Aretha Franklin. Candidate 5 Saturday at JEXA Lincoln Park. Candidate 6 Sunday at JEXA Drake and Lil Wayne. Or Candidate 7 Monday at Verizon, Howard Jones and Tom Bailey. George.
I'd like to. I'm afraid it's Drake and Lil Wayne, unfortunately.
Hey, Gordo.
Lil Wayne's got nothing.
I support Howard Jones just because of this stupid song, but I think it's going to have to be Aretha Franklin. Go see her. Go see her and Joan Rivers while you can.
All right, Logan.
I have respect for Aretha Franklin, but I vote for Brad Paisley.
Mm. All right, Jer.
Godsmack's a little spare, but that undercard's pretty good, so let's go with the Rockstar Energy Drink.
Hey, Fernando.
Aretha.
I, too, am going to vote for Aretha. So we were criticized for not respecting her, and George is the only one that didn't vote for her.
Unbelievable.
You guys mess us up.
When are you going to figure out,
the biggest show coming to town. He's Who is more relevant now, Lil Wayne? Or Drake, or Aretha Franklin.
Aretha is, she is,
relevance or
she's 20 times
it's the biggest
the
show
legend.
Coming to town.
She's pretty big.
And okay, and how many people will be there versus how many people will be at Drake? You want to be close.
Yeah, but that's because of the venue. She could sell out the Death Star if she wanted to.
No, she couldn't.
But she doesn't want to.
She couldn't do
she
that
chose
anymore.
Because she's
to.
Only 85% healed.
She's great, but you're supposed to the biggest show now. Coming to town. I'm the only one that votes consistently right on this.
The
segment.
Voting
Whatever.
Is official and final. The biggest show Saturday at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, Aretha Franklin.
All right, what's next in the corner?
Well, we have a... excuse me. Take 3.
You have a cough button.
Oh, I do? Oh, it works. Look at that. It did make me cough. All right, we have a rock star death to debate next.